Hi, I'm Teiko.
And I'm Gabrielle. And we are the Baileys. Join us as we talk about staying in love while raising kids,
building a business, and going where Jesus sends us.
Hey guys, welcome back to the We Are the Baileys podcast. I'm Teiko.
And I'm Gabrielle, and this is where we talk about marriage, parenting, missions, and everything in between.
That's right.
Yeah.
Everything in between is right here.
Everything in between is right here. Talk about a nap time fail.
Whoa.
And it might be a podcast fail too, because we have no clue.
Let's see how this works, guys.
You want fish crackers?
But this is life.
This is life. The only thing that will work is his bottle.
Let's see if that magic
works. The truth is, we're trying to get him to stop drinking from this bottle. Look at this.
But it's the only secret weapon we have right now to help us.
So if you know how to wean him, please tell us. Oh, look at that. Look at that. But we have a fairly, I guess, simple topic this week. We had someone reach out to us to talk about how do you know that the breakup is final, mm-hmm. and how do you move on? And I felt like that conversation was it had so many things in there that we could talk about.
Yeah.
But let's start from that part. What do you think?
How do you know when a breakup is final?
Mm-hmm.
Whew, that's a rough one.
Yeah. Like, how do you know when it's final and it's time to move on? And how do you end well? How do you walk away well?
How do you know it's final? I don't really have an answer to that, but how do you end well?
Well, okay. So we broke up when we were dating. If you don't know that, now you know. How did you know it was final?
Didn't we share that story?
Yeah.
Yeah, so go check out that podcast if you don't know.
Yeah. Maybe they're new, they don't know. But how did you know it was final?
Well, I didn't know that it was final.
Okay.
I was trying to get you out of my head.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was praying and just like, okay, God, if this is not going to work, close all doors leading to Gabrielle.
Mm.
And then for me, I love to, especially when it's such a deep relationship, you know,
mm-hmm.
I wanted to marry you. It wasn't happening. It wasn't heading in that direction. So I think for me, it was more like, okay, let me clean the slate.
Which means?
So I can move on.
Tell them what clean the slate means. Clean the slate means.
So clean the slate meant that no more communication, no Facebook, no Skype, mm-hmm. no emailing.
Yeah.
So I think I blocked you on every level.
Yeah, it wasn't like an unfriend. It wasn't like, okay, I'll just unfriend you. It's I'm going to block you.
Yeah, because you're still in my head.
Right, so that's what clean the slate means.
And if you're in my head, I can't move ahead.
Right.
Because I'm now being indecisive, how do I move forward?
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to move forward because it was just about 6 months and you weren't communicating to me, you weren't saying anything, you weren't giving me anything to hang on to.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, this don't make any sense, so I need to move on with
my life.
So
there are 2 points already that are very crucial, I think, that you said. One is, oh yeah, I cut my finger today making breakfast. But one is you need clarity. Mm-hmm. In the decision, you need to know, like, things were clear to know that it's final. There wasn't clarity for us, and I think that's what kept us in limbo a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then two, you want to, in a sense, break the lines of communication, mm-hmm. so it's not like muddied back and forth.
Exactly.
There's no ambiguity.
And I wanted to get rid of everything that reminded me of you.
Right.
Because, you know, you had given me some stuff, da 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 da, and I was like, okay, I have these things, like, you're still in my life, kind mm-hmm. of thing. And while some people might be okay with that, I wasn't, and I just needed a clean slate.
Right.
Because I think in relationships, if I think emotionally,
there's no way
and
he's gonna stay.
Emotionally and psycho-emotionally, you bring other people into the next relationship with you.
Right.
Without realizing that you're doing that.
Okay, let's pause. What is this child doing? Where is he going?
He's trying to go in his own direction.
Should we just put him down?
Yeah, and hopefully he doesn't pull down everything, because I think that will be the next thing if we put him down.
I think his bottle fell.
Oh, here it is. There it is.
Oh.
Give it to him. Parenting 101, guys. All right, hang on to that bottle, and you've got some fish cracker. And the Holy Spirit will keep you in place. I think some people unintentionally drag emotional attachments with them into a new relationship, and I didn't want that.
Which is, like, in and of itself, like a whole new podcast. Because, okay, let's just go on that tangent for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I think when I heard about soul tie,
mm-hmm.
people talked about it a lot more from the sexual bond, mm-hmm. like, you know, having sex before you get married, and how mm-hmm. that would, Kavika, absolutely not, and how that would lead to a soul tie.
Yeah.
And I don't think you hear a lot of emphasis about the emotional soul tie that takes place
mm.
when we make these, as you say, deep bonds, these memories,
mm-hmm.
and without healing or transitioning from that properly, we go into a new relationship and we bring all of that with us.
So true.
You know?
AKA baggage.
Baggage. And I think part of it too, which is, honestly, a pet peeve of mine, is how when I see relationships today where people kind of make them permanent before they're permanent, where they're mm-hmm. dating, and they're celebrating anniversaries, and they're like,
yeah,
you know, like they're doing things as if they're married, and they're acting as if they're married. And I'm just like, you aren't married until you're married. And even when you're married, it's just like, you know.
But then I think that's such a delicate topic, and or that's such a delicate thing to say. Because culturally, sometimes it's accepted culturally.
Yeah.
And then, you know, if you're the only one who's in disagreement, people are like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know? And I guess biblically speaking, if they're not mature enough to realize, like, okay, biblically, this isn't right,
mm-hmm.
then no matter what you say to them, because if it's accepted culturally,
right.
they're going to just follow that norm.
Okay. Yeah, which is something for us to think about. Like, mm-hmm. are we following culture, or mm-hmm. are we following what the Bible says about how we date well?
Yeah.
And yeah, I do get that it's kind of delicate because, yeah, everybody does things differently. But I would say that would be my caution to mm-hmm. people in their dating phase. Don't make things permanent
mm-hmm.
when it isn't permanent.
Yeah.
And I think there is a hope that we want it to become permanent, but we can't allow our hearts to get to that place too quickly.
Yeah, it's almost like you start, in a sense, owning the person before you're married, you know?
Kids.
Okay.
Focus.
He's so watching Little Baby Bum, so let's see how much time we get.
You better come through, Little Baby Bum.
Oh, boy.
But yes, okay, so 3 points that we got so far. One
mm-hmm.
was you need clarity on the relationship, clarity on the situation, clarity mm-hmm. on the breakup. If it's clear, then there is no ambiguity to be lost in.
Yeah.
Two, what was the second one?
I was saying just clean the slate.
Clean the slate.
Mm-hmm.
Clean the slate. If it means that you need to break all forms of communication so that you can walk away from mm-hmm. this relationship, and also purge yourself from, which is number three, the emotional bond that took place, then you need to clean the slate and walk away from that. And three was...
the whole... go ahead.
Yeah, not to like make things permanent when they aren't permanent. Mm-hmm. Making sure that we are... of course, we have the hopes of it becoming something permanent,
yeah.
but not allowing our hearts and our emotions to get there too quickly.
Well, I think one reason, just to kind of track back a bit, was the cleaning of the slate is good because it honors both persons. You
and
know?
It honors the other person that comes into your life as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So like, I really am honoring you by saying, okay, I'm cleaning the slate so you can move ahead freely, you know? And it's just honoring. Like,
I
really want to bless somebody to move on into the next relationship,
mm-hmm.
I think you should do that.
Yeah.
Because you are, I don't even know if this is 100%, but it's almost like you're holding on to piece of them.
Right.
So they're not moving on 99%.
Mm.
The little man is back trying to snoop around.
Why are you here?
Kalika, stick Go and watch baby bum.
Thank you.
You guys should see him right now. We should have like a third camera just showing.
Stick with baby bum. But yeah, that is such a good way of looking at it. And that in itself is, it's not selfish. And that's good. Like allowing that other person to walk into the next thing that they can go into without holding on to.
I think the difficult part though is that both persons have to be agreeing, because one person might want to move on and the other person wants to hold on.
Which is why I said clarity.
Yeah.
Yeah. I agree with you. Yeah. I think time is also it's a very big part of breaking up and ending well. And, you know, one of the things that we say all the time when we talk about what happened for us is that that was really good for us. We were lucky that in the end, we still came back together. And that might not be the case for everybody.
That's right.
But I say, if you have to go through this process and at the end of it, you recognize, oh, this wasn't the person I wanted to be with, then that is a huge thing. That's a great thing. But if at the end of it, you go through the process and we both get time to develop ourselves, to get clear on what it is that we want, then it's also a plus. So yes, going through the moment, breakups can feel hard, but I think they do have, they're good. You know, I think it's just the perspective that we look at breakups from.
Do you think, I guess you saying that also makes me think, I hear a lot of women saying the guy doesn't know what he wants.
Yeah.
You think more women say that than men saying women don't know what they want? It's usually the woman saying the guy doesn't know what he wants, eh?
Yeah, I mean, I never had, that wasn't necessarily, you can have some and then you can go. That wasn't necessarily my case with you.
Oopsie. Kavika, you cannot just barge in when you're ready, Sunny.
That wasn't necessarily my case with you in the sense that you didn't know what you wanted. I think you did know what you wanted. I don't think the way in which you wanted it at the time was thinking about me as much as it was just thinking about you. And I think that was something that you had to learn as well, to like, oh, you know, I wanted the same thing, but I never wanted it in the same way or the same timing. And I think in our case, it was just a matter of learning how to welcome both perspectives. What is it?
He was crawling over the court.
No.
With his bum in the air, like high-stepping.
No, Kavika.
Okay.
If we make it through this podcast, Jesus is alive.
He is, and he is. So thank you, Lord, that we will.
But you know, I do think though, it's kind of hard to say, because it's not like women don't know what they want. But you know, I feel like we hear a lot of times, okay, let me ask you, should the guy be the one that has the clarity on the relationship? Like, should he be the one to tell the direction? Or do men welcome women coming and saying, okay, this is where I'm trying to go. If you aren't going in that direction, let me know right now.
I think both persons can communicate it. Because, you know, it's kind of different. Like, it's easy for me as a guy to say, yes, the man should say that. But the truth is, it's not like you're married. So it's okay if both persons say it or if the woman says it. And the reason why I say that is because sometimes the woman does have clarity of where she wants to go.
Yeah.
And if she says that, it would also give the guy clarity of like, do I want to go in that direction?
Right.
So I don't think it's a matter of leading. It's a matter of communicating.
And I think part of the problem that's, you know, that's happening as well too is, and I know it's wrong to speak in generalities, is that the word? Or to generalize things. But I think women tend to have this sort of false hope that they know he doesn't necessarily know where he wants to go, but we're hoping he's going to recognize that this is where he wants to go. And it's just like, I can see where they're like, oh, you know, he has all the qualities. He could be a really good person. Like, mm-hmm. this could work. This could.
Mm-hmm.
But then should they wait for that to fall into place? Like, what would you say to someone like that? Everything in front of you right now says that he isn't clear on where he's going,
mm-hmm.
or he doesn't necessarily want to have a relationship.
But what you're seeing in him is what you want.
But the potential in him, is the man of your dreams.
Okay.
He's the next best thing.
I hear you.
He's the next Denzel Washington. He's the next best thing.
I think women have been created in such a way that they have the sixth sense,
mm-hmm.
so they can see things in a sense before time,
mm-hmm.
or sense it.
Right.
So I think women just have that gift.
Right.
And then also, women tend to mature faster than men.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure of all the reasons why, but
yeah.
they tend to.
We just fall on our heads.
In most cases.
As kids.
In most cases. And I think maybe also because women discuss a lot of relationship issues more than men. Yeah, I think maybe also because women grow up discussing a lot more relationship issues, emotions, mm-hmm. stuff like that. They are quicker at navigating
mm-hmm.
where they're going, what's in the relationship, is it good, is it worth investing in, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas men, maybe we're just heading for one thing, like, okay, we're gonna have great sex, or
yeah.
this woman is just amazingly beautiful, mm-hmm. so boom, super off her feet. We're maybe just looking at one thing or maybe just a few things about her, while the woman is looking at like the whole picture, like, okay, he's gonna be a great dad, he's gonna be a great husband, he's mm-hmm. gonna, yeah, he has a good job, he's from a good da 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 da, yeah. and she's looking at the whole thing, whereas the guy might be like, oh yeah, she's a great cook, I'll just marry her because she's a great cook, like,
oh my word,
I'll just marry her because she's a great cook,
yeah,
oh, she's a beauty, I'll just like, look at Ellen of Troy. The guy only wanted Ellen because of her beauty. You know, I mean, I'm sure there's more to the story, but yeah. like, seriously, that was the big deal.
Really?
And so I think sometimes, and I, you know, I could be wrong, but I'm not saying every guy is like this, but I think we can be so bullseye
mm-hmm.
that it's just like, okay, boom, this is a main thing, and this is the one thing. This is the main thing about her that grabs me.
Yeah.
So I'm going after that. We can figure out the rest later.
Yeah.
And so hopefully I'm answering your question.
I know.
Correctly.
I feel like you're okay, go.
So just going back to like, why is it that the woman can see those things in the guy without the full potential mm-hmm. developed? Is because women tend to think more that way, whereas the guy not necessarily thinking that way.
Right, no, but my question was, we see all of that potential, mm-hmm. right? Say that we weren't married and I'm looking at you and I'm seeing all of that, but you aren't necessarily seeing it
mm-hmm.
and you aren't ready for a relationship or you don't want a relationship. But in my head, I'm going, oh, but you would be the perfect husband to marry.
Because I think...
No, so I'm saying, what do I do as a woman?
Oh,
so
what
we're friends,
do you
we're
do?
Dating. Okay. I'm seeing that this is really good potential.
I thought you were saying why women think that way and
guys
don't.
No, I know that part. But that was a good explanation for everyone. Thank you. But I'm just saying, what do you say to a girl like that?
Mm.
You know, what does she do in that situation? Because right now, she's seeing the hope and they probably were dating and then he isn't even seeing the fullness of what could happen. Does she just walk away from it, or does she keep on hoping that eventually he's going to see the potential and then go to the next stage?
That's a tough one to answer, because if you feel like it's something the Lord said to you and you're gonna wait, then go ahead and wait.
Yeah,
but the problem with that is the Lord has to say the same thing to the guy.
Right. Or unless you'd be, you know, those pictures where they put the like the skeleton and they say like waiting for the right man. Because then that's probably what would happen.
Oh my gosh. But then also, even before I said that, one thing that came to mind was the motherly instinct.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope the women don't kill me out there for using that terminology.
Yeah.
But I think because women have this, what do you call that? The caring nature,
yeah.
The ability to like grow a child.
Oh, so we maternal, might look at a man the same way.
Maternal instincts, yeah, is maybe the word I'm looking for. Because women have that maternal instincts,
mm-hmm,
maybe, and I don't know if I'm right, maybe that maternal instinct ability causes you to hope and to see the potential in the thing,
mm,
just as you would see in a child, knowing that this child would grow up to become something great.
Yeah.
And so looking to the man, you're like, I know this not happening, I know you're not ready, I know da da da, but I can see in you,
mm-hmm,
the ability to get to this level.
Right.
Which is why they usually say behind every great man is a
wonderful
great woman,
yeah,
you know.
And so I think
women, I'm just gonna pick on the maternal instinct,
mm,
and when I say maternal instinct, I don't just think it's just a whole childbearing, that sort
no,
of
no,
thing.
No, I get
it's,
you.
It's a
that nurturing.
It's
yeah,
the nurturing. It's seeing what the end result could look like.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think maybe that's one of the reasons why
women
do that.
And
or
I
some
agree
women
with you, but
that,
what I'm trying to figure out is, if you had a daughter and she was seeing that in someone, what would your advice be to her? Wait for it to kick in? How long does she wait? Or does she just not wait until...
I would say to my daughter, give it a time frame. And if the guy doesn't whip himself into shape, mm-hmm, by that time frame, you give him some kind of, you know, ultimatum. Like, okay, give him an ultimatum. Yeah, yeah.
Give him an ultimatum.
Because you're not married yet. You can move on.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then, you know, behind the scenes, I would just whip the guy in shape myself. Like, listen, my daughter thinks you're great, so be great.
But, yeah, yeah.
You know, I'd just have a man-to-man talk with him and just be like, hey, this is what my daughter's seeing you. Like,
yeah,
what do you want? Do you want her or not?
Yeah. And I think that's why what you were saying, that, you know, you do have to listen to the Lord, but
mm-hmm,
everybody has to get the same,
mm-hmm,
response. It's not like you, mm-hmm, can be the only one that's,
yeah,
getting this word.
And I think sometimes that happens, yeah, in relationships where you get a word and you're like, well, God tell me.
And I'm going to hold on.
So I'm going to hold on. And the guy,
yeah,
never heard that. So
exactly.
You can't do that, guys.
Yeah.
You can't do that.
But there is so much, there's so many different tangents in this whole thing, mm-hmm, of dating and dating well and relationships. Because there was something else that you said that came to mind, and I don't remember it right now.
The clean slate. Hey, you already have.
Oh my word! I wish you could see our floor right now. It's
Kavika,
covered with fish crackers from
the
bowl
we pay
that we
for
had.
Our podcast. Hey, I will give you.
And
some.
Then now he's taking up this bag to probably empty on the. But you know what? I do want to say this segue right here to parents in the trenches, that just give him the bag. Let him go. Yeah, it's not going to be forever. And I think we also have to make room for people out there in the world,
mm-hmm,
to see that this is what parenting is like. This is life. This is what parenting is like. This is life. I'm not going to blame my kids for the, you know, the inconvenience then,
mm-hmm,
that they bring, because, you know, there's a lot more blessing that outweighs.
Oh, he poured it in the bowl.
Great
job, boy.
There's a lot more blessing that outweighs the inconvenience. But, you know, I think when we look through social media and we,
mm-hmm,
look at all of these people and their lives are so perfect.
So crisp.
So crisp, so put together. Their kids are having quiet time.
Mm-hmm.
They're napping well, sleeping through the night. Then you think something is wrong with your life,
mm-hmm,
and with your kids. But they're not showing us everything.
Or they're not showing us the support system that they have.
Or the support system
for them to
that
be
they
able
have.
To do what they do.
Exactly. And so...
And
you
if you see somebody doing great out there, trust me, they have a good support system.
A good support system, yeah. So that's why I'm just like, encouraging to you parents out there in the trenches, it's okay. Your kids, what they're doing, it's fine.
And then to those...
And it won't be like this forever.
To those who aren't parents and maybe should be a part of the support system for the parent,
yes.
Then I also challenge you to be a part of that support system, because I think it's such a circle of life.
Yeah.
Like, you're a parent, there are others out there who should be a part of the support system, but they're not taking the initiative to say, hey, how can I help you?
Right. There is, you know, this meme
so
that says...
I think there is a cycle, but people just have become so... I don't know, selfish or individualistic.
I think it's individualistic too. Like, our culture today is every family for themselves
and success by myself.
Right.
We don't realize that success is through group effort. Like, if you really think you can live alone, give yourself some time and see what happens.
Yeah, and success isn't only for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be for the generations that come after you.
Exactly.
And if we're thinking generationally, then we're going to be there in the different stages of that growing, because we know success isn't one thing.
Mm-hmm.
We know it's spread through many things. You know, it's identity, it's the things that they're exposed to, it's finances,
mm-hmm.
it's their social group, their sphere. So it's many things.
So that was just a parenting 101 right there.
Parenting segue, but you know, with breakups and...
How to move on.
Well, we did what, 4 things? Be clear
mm-hmm.
about, you know, if this is the end. If somebody isn't giving clarity, maybe you just need to bring clarity to the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Just to ask, is this the end?
Mm-hmm.
Am I clear that we aren't going any further with this relationship?
Yeah.
2, wipe the slate clean. Our camera just almost went down. Wipe the slate clean, because maybe you just need the space
mm-hmm.
to heal properly. 3, don't be emotionally invested beyond the point
mm-hmm. that the relationship is at.
Right, that the relationship is at, and also beyond the point that the other person is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a continual checking of where their heart is.
And
so that
evaluating where you are together.
Evaluating where you
so
are
that,
together.
So that what you believe is happening is the same thing the other person believes
exactly.
is happening.
It's
yeah,
so
because
my
like...
Word.
Yeah. It's funny, you know, but I'm not picking on females, but females in most cases tend to run ahead.
Yeah, our hearts get invested
yeah, it's
a
just
lot
like,
more. Like,
oh, yeah,
I thought we were married here.
Yeah, and the guy's like, whoa, here, we just had a great dinner, that's all.
I can see babies in my future. I'm going to name this one Tom. Yeah. So, yeah, 3. And then what was the 4th one? I don't remember.
I don't remember.
But it's somewhere in there.
Oh,
guys.
You were asking me why women see
how
the potential.
Long to
yeah.
wait. How mm-hmm. long to wait if we see potential.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, from the guy's perspective,
mm-hmm.
give him a time frame.
Yeah.
If he doesn't step up to the plate by then, make an ultimatum, because you aren't married.
Exactly.
So you can move on. Is there anything you'd want to say in this specifically to guys? Because I feel like we spoke a lot.
I know.
To
I was just thinking that
when you
said those
things. Because I don't
think
it's just.
I think guys just need to be clear from the get go. Like, don't pursue a relationship if you're not clear about the end that you want.
Yeah, I'll hold it.
You know, and I think that's our responsibility as men
mm-hmm.
is to be clear about what we're expecting in this relationship. Like, don't go playing around with a girl just because you're testing out to see if she's the right one. There's mm-hmm. no testing.
Yeah.
There's no testing. You be clear about what you want. And if you get to, you know, with the evaluations, as we've said, if you get to that place where it's just like, okay, this is not heading in the direction that I was expecting, then cut. Clean, move on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then...
Cut, clean, and move.
And then what about... Because this is something that we've talked about mm-hmm. a lot as well. What about not men with their actions
mm-hmm.
that lead women on?
That's a tricky one.
Because yeah, it's tricky in the sense, like you were saying, like
it's a tricky one because I think it's happened to me in some ways.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think some of us can be really, let me use the term, a gentleman to women.
Mm-hmm.
And for a woman who hasn't experienced that through other men, maybe through her mm-hmm. father or brothers or, you know, other men in her life, she might take that as something more than what I am seeing.
Reading the signs.
Yeah. And I'm just being how a good man should be to, or a good brother should be to a woman. I'm not pursuing her romantically.
Right.
But I'm just, you know, I'm, if I would do it for my sister,
mm-hmm.
so to speak, you know. And so I think sometimes women can read into that and say like, oh, the guy is into me. When the truth is you're being
helpful. I don't know, nice.
Kind I don't want to use the word nice because it's not just being nice. It's doing what you should do as a man.
I get
it's doing what you should do.
Mm-hmm.
If she's carrying heavy bags, you should help her with the bags. It's not just about chivalry. Like, you're stronger than her. Pick up those darn bags and bring it. You know.
We have nothing else here for you.
Say hello.
Are you saying something?
And there was silence. I think for the guys, how do we be wise about this? It's tricky because you're not even thinking that you're doing something wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's tricky.
Yeah.
So I think it's just to be discerning is maybe the best word I could find.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you realize the relationship is becoming a little bit more than what you know, like, for example, you know, you're not pursuing her, you know, for a relationship.
Yeah.
And if you get the sense that she is, her behavior towards you have changed.
Yeah.
A little bit too nice.
Then maybe you need to clarify.
Then maybe you need to back up. Maybe you're doing too much for her. Maybe you're helping her too much. Maybe you're doing too much nice things for her. Mm-hmm. And so you could be unintentionally leading her on. So I would just say be careful.
Excuse
me. Be careful about that, guys, because, yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
And I think we have a poopy diaper.
We have a dirty diaper. I think that's why he came around.
Oh, shout out to Grandma. Hey, Grandma, how are you? Grandma is watching us these days, guys.
As if she even watches this one. I know, if she but does, who knows? Hello.
Hi, Grandma.
Look at him. Are you saying I think hi, he's Grandma? Trying to put the headphones on.
Oh, gosh.
But you have to keep him because I don't want him close to me with the dirty diaper. Am I the only one that's just like, dirty diaper, you change?
Hi, Grandma. Say hi, Grandma.
Hi, Dad.
Yay, hi, Grandma.
Don't lick it.
BB, say hi, Grandma. Yeah.
Maybe if he heard himself, put your headphone on his head.
Say hi.
Say bubbling over.
Bubbling over.
Are you gonna sing it? Do the actions.
Bubbling over.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
I think you recognize that where he could hear our voices in the headphones.
Bubble. Song of the week.
Did we finish that? I think so.
I think you guys got the gist right there.
And if there's more to be said on the topic, let us know.
Yeah, if there's more to be said, let us know. We're open to a part two. Share your comments, share your thoughts. We'd love to hear what you think. From your perspectives.
But yeah, I think we probably should wrap this podcast up before this child takes the whole thing down.
And he's taking it down.
Song of the week. Yeah. You want me to find song of the week?
Yeah, I don't know if you guys know Ron Canole, but He's from back in the days, what, the 90s?
Very much back in the days.
Yeah, but I was just listening to some of his jams.
But Tico is from back in the days.
I am from back in the days. But I just love Ron Canole. Yeah.
Did you say his last name?
Ron Canole, yeah. K-E-N. Oh, he's a black guy.
Oh, my word, guys. I'm sorry. I thought he was white. I don't know why.
Okay, I won't even say anything. Didn't you hear the kind of songs he was singing, honey?
I don't know why, but for some reason I thought he was. Forgive me.
Oh, is he?
I know nobody else. Don't judge me out
the
there.
The black community is going to slap you so
don't
hard.
Don't judge me.
Like, where are you from?
Exactly. Which song you said you wanted to do?
Lift Him Up.
Oh, Lift Him Up. Lift Him Up Live?
Yeah, you could do that one.
Alrighty.
But his life can take a while to start, so let's see how it goes. Alright guys, and that's a wrap for today's podcast. See you next time. Don't forget to check us out on our Instagram page. We are _thebaileys, or yes. Website at www.wearethebaileys.org, and our Facebook page, We Are The Baileys. Everywhere you go, it's We Are The Baileys.
We Are The Baileys. If there is supposed to be a part two to this topic, please send us your comment on the video, and send us your comments in Instagram as well, and let us know what else we should talk about in dating.
Sure.
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Live confidently.
And change your world.
Bye, guys.